Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Dear AFA, a democratic, member-driven union of flight attendants for flight attendants. Today is Friday, October 18th, and this is Denver Council 9 volunteer Alan Ward reporting. United Airlines benefit open enrollment period for 2014 is now open, and management believes a considerably shorter period of time than we are accustomed to will be sufficient. The benefit enrollment period this year will close approximately 2 weeks earlier than normal on November 1st, 2013. As you know, the most significant changes that will occur next year is the change in medical plan administrators from Blue Cross Blue Shield to Aetna. We cannot reiterate this enough, that this is a change in administrators only. Our benefits are provided for under the terms of our contract, Section 33, and these cannot be changed outside of negotiations. If you have questions about our 2014 benefits, please see your local council benefits committee or call United Airlines Benefits Center between 7 a.m. and 7 p.m. Central Time, Monday through Friday. Phone numbers are, within the United States, Puerto Rico, and Canada, 1-800-651-1007. Outside the United States, Puerto Rico, or Canada, that's 1-646-254-3463. United Kingdom toll-free, 0-800-028-5392. Japan toll-free, 0-120-679-100. And Germany toll-free, 0-800-000-4878. The fall regular meeting of the United Master Executive Council, the MEC, will begin in Chicago on Tuesday, October 22, 2013, at the Hyatt Rosemont. Your local council president, joined by the 14 other local presidents from around the system, will address the business of our union and the issues that are important to you. We encourage any member in good standing to attend the MEC meeting and witness our democratic process if you are in the Chicago area. Meeting schedule times and the MEC meeting agenda are posted on our website. AFA representatives continue to work with company scheduling representatives towards the implementation of our call-in reserve preferencing system. While the process has been slow, essential attention to detail and accuracy is being dedicated to ensure the system functions as we negotiated and complies with all of our contractual provisions. Over the past several months, many issues and problems have been identified and resolved through the complex testing process. However, there continue to be unresolved issues involving call-in reserve assignments immediately preceding the end of the scheduled month. These end-of-the-month call-in reserve assignments involve the transition from reserve to lineholder or reserve to reserve status, and those scheduling processes differ from assignments made earlier in the month. In addition, these assignments made in the days preceding the end of the month are made within a more compact time frame, which does not provide the same opportunity to test the assignment process over an extended period of time in the same way that can be done across the larger part of the scheduled month. This shorter time period, combined with a transition in status, adds a dynamic of complexity to this phase of testing. Further testing can only be accomplished during this period at the end of the month is essential. To the best of the knowledge of the AFA and company representatives working on the project, we believe that we have identified the problems and IT solutions are expected to be in place prior to the end of this month. This will provide for an additional opportunity to further test the call and reserve assignments at the end of the month within this new system. Decisions on an implementation timeline are dependent upon how successful the end of the month testing proceeds at the end of the month of October, and what additional steps or fixes may need to be put in place. While we recognize the frustration you are feeling, the process of compliance testing for accuracy is critical to ensure we have the system we not only negotiated for, but that flight attendants deserve. PERSA recurrent training classes are ongoing during the month of October. For those who have not attended PERSA recurrent training for 2013 and who are not scheduled to attend in October, we remind you that attendance at an annual PERSA recurrent is required based on the language in Sections 9D and 12D of our contract. You are encouraged to attend a class that is being conducted at your location during the month. Contact Flightline Option 4, Option 2 to get scheduled. If you have not been able to get scheduled during October, we strongly recommend that you have a discussion with your supervisor, letting him know that you are aware of the training requirement and advising him that your specific circumstances have prevented you from attending training. The company will be offering PERSA recurrent training makeup classes in Chicago at ORDTK in the Boston room on November 18th, 19th, and 20th. These are one-day training classes. Individuals who have not attended PRT 13 and are not scheduled during the month of October should have received an email in their corporate email account from their respective PERSERB supervisor providing specific details for attendance at one of the makeup classes. Effective October 19th, tomorrow, if you need to be scheduled to attend a PRT makeup class in November, contact Flightline, option 4, then 2. Open seats in the classes will be filled on a first-come, first-served basis. Trips that are part of your original line of flying that interfere with the travel and training dates will be pay-protected, as outlined in Section 15G of the contract. If you are reserved for November and this training occurs over your days off, crew scheduling in concert with training scheduling will work to ensure the required number of reserve days of availability are moved to cover your training date. AFA's annual vacation article from your Central Scheduling Committee is now available on our website. After more than 2 weeks of holding our company in limbo, Congress has reached an agreement to reopen America's government. This is a positive step forward for our country and the economy, but it falls far short of a solution to many issues. For the moment, we have a respite from the consequences associated with not addressing funding the government and raising the debt ceiling. However, the underlying issues and personalities that brought us to this showdown are anything but resolved. In the coming months, we're going to have a fight over the direction of our economy and our nation. As a labor union, we understand that critical issues such as repeal of the sequester must be solved. No cuts to Social Security, Medicare, or Medicaid benefits, period. Our country and our economy are not tools to be used as leverage to achieve other agendas. Our Joint Negotiating Committee, the JNC, met with United Management this week in Los Angeles and has provided an update for all flight attendants. You may review the update on our JNC website at www.ourunited.org. That's all for this evening. Thank you for calling. Let's stand in solidarity as we build a future together and achieve an industry-leading single contract for all flight attendants at the new United.